If you want to be a full-time content creator, you need to think really hard and understand beforehand if it's right for you or not. I'm going through some crazy hard times right now. Maybe you are too, I don't know. I don't know a lot of full-time content creators that do what I do. There's a handful, and I'm sure they go through the same thing, but I'm going through it right now, and never went through something like this. I don't know, I can't describe it. Oh, I'll try my best to describe it, because that's what I guess this podcast is going to be about. But yesterday I didn't upload a video. And it really, of course, hurt my analytics. And I didn't like that. I woke up this morning. I'm like, I saw that. I saw the drop in the analytics. All the arrows pointing down, basically. How can I describe that feeling to those of you that run lawn care businesses? It's almost like Sunday is your day off, right? And then Monday you wake up in the morning and you see a text message from five to seven customers simultaneously sending you a cancel request. It's kind of like that. You kind of sink down and you start thinking to yourself, man, what did I do wrong? You know, why didn't I succeed? Why did these customers leave me? I guess there's a kind of a, well, there is a, obviously physically there's a difference, but mentally, emotionally, the feeling is almost the same. That's what I'm feeling like right now. I'm like, man, why are things so slow this year? Last year, and I start comparing myself to myself from last year. Last year, I was cranking out videos end of March. I was cranking out weekly uploads. I started uploading weekly at the end of March. And last year, you know, praise God, I was finding them left and right. And I was cranking out these videos. I was even setting aside videos for the wintertime. And this year, it just feels like I'm finding nothing. Like my eyes have been blindfolded and I don't see potential. But I know potential, I know work is out there because so many lawn care guys are working right now. And I feel like I'm stuck as a full-time content creator and I gave up all of my weekly accounts. So me not finding anything throughout the whole week is essentially me not making a living, me not earning money, which I know it kind of doesn't make sense to some of you. And it might not even make sense to a creator because they'd be like, well, Phil, you are still making money without needing to really do anything because people are watching your videos all the time, 24/7. Yes. However, I'm thinking about future income. I'm not thinking about current income because my future income relies on me creating content right now in the now so that I can make money in the future. I'm thinking long term, and right now it's not looking good. So I woke up this morning in a bad mood. I needed to get out of the house. I barely had an appetite to eat, and now I'm driving down the road. And praying to God that I find something. And again, maybe I'm just feeling this way because things are just slow. Grass is kind of growing, kind of not in some areas. Things are just kicking off. It's so slow. And it's so hard to not look at other people and see what they're doing and compare yourself and think, why did I choose this place to live? Why this state? I know God put me here for a reason, but sometimes I feel like moving. I just feel like, man, I need to get out of here because four seasons is not right for me. Not at all. I never thought I would be a full-time content creator. I never thought that I would be given this position. I never thought I would be dealt this hand. But this is just part of my life now, where I need to figure things out. And if I don't, then I'm just going to go back to what I started with. And that was with the lawn care business with weekly accounts. And that's the cool thing about what I do as a content creator, is I can always rely on, I can always rely on starting up a lawn care business again. I already know how to do it. I can do it again if I need to. So, but sometimes I feel like I made the wrong mistake of going full time. And again, I'm thinking, these are all the thoughts that I had in like a 20 to 30 minute span this morning. So I'm letting them out. I'm venting to you guys. Or I don't know the word. So I'm headed right now. I know there's a few projects. I can't blame the people for not answering their door. It's not their fault. But I hate denial. You know, when someone denies your estimate and you worked so long, you drove so far, you did your best to give them the best price, and they, one, don't even respond, or two, say no thank you. Like, the no response is worse than having someone saying no. And it's the same with me when I knock on a door and someone doesn't answer. Like, I would rather have them open the door and say no thank you, so I don't have to come back, right? For you, it's so I don't have to email them, so I don't have to call them, so I don't have to message them, or so I don't have to waste my time going there and knocking again and asking, did you receive the estimate, right? I really do not like denial. But if you're if you want to be a full-time content creator and you hate denial, if you want to be a full-time lawn care content creator and you hate denial, this is probably not for you, because you're going to get denied probably more than accepted. What I mean by that is, if you see some lawn that's overgrown and you go knock on their door, and people straight up, one, don't answer, or two, say no, it's going to be you're going to have a tough time swallowing that pill of denial. Oh, yeah, I'm just going through an emotional roller coaster right now. I have my good days, I have my bad days. Right now, it's one of those bad days, and there you go. This is reality. This is exactly what ain't nobody going to show you online. Ain't nobody going to tell you the realities of being a content creator that relies on content for his income. And when there's nothing to shoot, when there's nothing to post, you start to worry, you start to compare, you start to doubt, and things will go downhill from there. And if you don't get out of that web that you have caught yourself in, because nobody pushed you to it, you ran right into it. If you don't get out of there and run, then things are going to get messy. So that's why I'm driving right now. I honestly had no appetite to finish my breakfast. I had a little bit, but you know, my wife was supporting me through it, and I said, you know, I just need to go and drive around and scout and just get my head off of it, because you know, if I sit here at home, and that's the thing, I don't know about you guys, I don't think I'm the only one that does this, right? You ever get that when you're sitting at home, and I can't describe it right now. Okay, I think I'm going through it. It's hard to describe something that you're going through. But when you just feel like nothing is lining up, and your head's down, your head's in the sand, and you're at home, and you're like, I could be working right now, but I'm not. Or I could be doing something productive, but I'm not. And you feel like you're trapped in your own house. And you're chained up and you can't go nowhere, man. You got to get out. I tell you right now, you need to get out and go do something. Whatever it is. Go take out the trash. Go scout. Go find work. It's out there. Don't let your mind throw you a bunch of excuses. Because when your mind starts playing tricks on you, when your mind starts to tell you all these excuses of, oh, there's nothing out there, oh, you know, you're lazy, oh, what are you doing at home, and stuff like this, you need to get out. Go and do something. Go ask your neighbor if he needs help with anything. I don't know, go do something. Oh, I missed my street. Hold on. Go occupy yourself with something that doesn't involve you doing something around the house. Like, I love helping my wife around the house. But man, sometimes I feel like, you know, this isn't what I should be doing. Like, I own a lawn care business. I own a media business. What am I doing at home? I need to get out. Like, I really do enjoy and love helping my wife around the house. But sometimes I feel like, no, I need to be in the trenches. I don't want to be in this house. I feel like I'm locked up. And so, if you ever feel like that, you know, don't ever be mean to your wife. Don't ever be mean to your husband. For those, I don't know if females listen or not. But just say, you know, I just need some time to go and scout and, you know, go do something. Go check on your customers' lawns. Because sometimes we're so caught up in weekly stuff, like weekly maintenance. We're talking weekly maintenance right now. We get so caught up in doing the same thing over and over again, which is, for the most part, for the majority of you, mowing lawns on a weekly basis, mowing grass. However, we don't foresee everything else that could be done around the properties. So if you ever have a day, and usually for you guys it's rain days, I know for a fact, I've had those a lot. For you guys, it's rain days, and if there's nothing to do, if you've sharpened all the blades, if you've done everything in the garage, and there's nothing else seems like to do, go drive around. Go see if your current clients need anything else done, because you probably have not noticed how overgrown their bushes are, or how old their mulch is because you're so focused on other things. You're so focused on one thing, which is providing them with lawn mowing service. Maybe you're completely different. I don't know. I'm just talking from my personal experience. Maybe you operate your business differently. Maybe you are full service where you constantly do something to their property. I don't know. But yeah, man. You want to know how I'm doing? There you go. I'm not doing my best. I'm just looking at properties right now. Looking for things to do. That's all. And I'll continue to look for things to do. But yeah, man, that's reality. Thinking of going full-time content creator? You better have a lot of self-control, control of your emotions. And I know, like, I can do better. I know I can do better. I know I shouldn't be putting myself down like this. But it's hard, man. It's so hard. And if you don't have any support, man, it's going to be even harder. Like, I'm super thankful for my wife that does support me. And again, I'm super thankful for people that I can go to, you know, if I ever need to let out something. You know, whether it's social media or whatever, I can tell someone and they'll listen. That's always a good thing to have in life. So, and I'm always willing to be that person. If you ever just need to blurt something out, please, I can be that guy. I don't go and tell anyone else. So, if it's secret, you can count on me to hold it, because, you know, I trust that other people do the same. So, well, I'm going to go. It's almost 9 o'clock here. I need to go find something and get busy and be in the trenches this whole week. So pray for me. Pray that God sends me something to do. No grass is really overgrown here. It's generally just cleanups, leaves, maybe even some mulch, remulching. I could probably do a video on that. But yeah. And then pray for my future. I really do. I really would like to move somewhere warmer down south. Not California, but somewhere on the southern border. Maybe southeast somewhere, maybe Florida. I don't know. So, I don't see that happening this year or next year, but maybe after that, since we just recently bought our house, maybe sometime after that, I don't know. I don't know, honestly, where God will lead me. So, there you go. I think that'll be it. See you later, guys. God bless you.